so happy to be here this morning with you guys, worshiping the Lord's name today. As a representative of the Houston Bay Area, I will like to make this ceremony open for the year 2018-2019. And we hope that you guys have a wonderful year. And we're going to start off with the ceremony in our inductees this morning. Amen. I'm sorry, I think I am a little confused. So this morning, sorry, I'm going to say a few words. And I would like to open our Bibles to Ephesians 6:11. And if somebody would like to read it, I would be happy to listen.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Amen. Pathfinders, do you guys believe you are soldiers of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Right. I believe it. And I know you see us wearing this uniform. We have a family. You guys probably have family too. You guys have probably a family in the military, right? Who has family in the military? And how do they wear their uniform? Are they proud to wear their uniform?
Yes.
Right? They're proud to wear their uniform. And when we see them out in the street in their uniform and we go up to them, what do we tell them? Thank you for your service, right? And we are proud of them too because they are protecting us, right? They're protecting our country. And they have their core values in the service, in the military, whatever military they belong to. They have their core values. And we as Pathfinders, we wear this uniform. We should wear our uniform with pride because we are soldiers of Jesus Christ. And we should wear it with pride. And along with wearing this uniform, we have a responsibility. You know, and even though we're not wearing it wherever we go, we have this responsibility. We have ideals and values that we also have to follow. As you heard our Pathfinders reciting our Pathfinder Pledge and our Pathfinder Law. So this is the responsibility that we have when we wear our uniform. And we should be proud to wear it. In the law, we have the first thing we have is keeping the morning watch. And what is that, to keep the morning watch? Do we get up in the morning, just run out of the door and go to work, go to school, and that's it? What should we be doing every morning? We should be preparing to walk out that door, right? We should wake up with a prayer, and we should be reading our devotionals or reading our Bible before we walk out of our house to prepare for whatever comes our way that day, right? So keep a morning watch. And also, you know, as parents, we should always have worship time in our home every day. You know, sometimes it's hard because we're always busy running, you know, doing different things all day, but we should always at least do our morning watch. The second one we have is do my honest part. And what is that? What is that, to do our honest part? Always be willing to what? Lend a hand. When mom asks you to do something at home, don't gripe about it. Do it with a happy heart. Do what you're asked to do and be happy about it and be happy to lend a helping hand at home and wherever you are, at school, you know, everywhere. We should always be happy to help. Care for my body. And we have to be watchful of what we are seeing, watching on TV, on our phones, what we're listening to, what we're putting in our body, you know. We have to be careful about that. What You know, so there's temptation out there. So we have to be careful not to fall into temptation. Smoking, drugs, pornography, many things that are not good for us that we need to be watchful. So we need to be careful what we put into our bodies. Nobody should touch our bodies. It's the temple of God. So we have to take care of our bodies. Keep a level eye. What is that? To keep a level eye, be humble. Always be humble. Honest, pure, kind, and true. And no one is above or below us. So we need to keep a level eye. You know, always be kind to people. Have a pure heart and be honest. Always tell the truth. Even though it's going to get you in trouble, you should always say the truth. Because it's better to tell the truth than to keep lying and making it bigger and making it bigger, and then it ends up, you know, worse. So just say the truth at the beginning, okay? And remember, there's no one above us or below us, okay? Be courteous and obedient. So we need to be obedient to God first and to our parents. And if we read Ephesians 1, one, two, three. If somebody can read that for me. I think this is the verse I want. Yes, if somebody can read that for me. Ephesians 1, 1 through 3. Let's see.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed
Amen. Amen. So I think that's the, I didn't write the right one, but it's the one that says the children obey your parents. It's the one, the first commandment that has a promise. And I thought I wrote the right one, but I, okay. Yes. Okay, this, here it is. So children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Thank you for reading the other one too, but I had the wrong one. But this is the first commandment with a promise, right? So children, obey your parents. Should we obey the laws of this world? Yes, we should also obey the laws of this world. So that's be courteous always with everybody and obedient with your parents and first and all with God. Walk softly in the sanctuary. We need to respect the house of the Lord. No running in the church. No gum chewing in the church. And maybe we should put our phones away. And not playing our phones while we're at church. Just respect the house of the Lord. Keep a song in my heart. And that maybe doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, everywhere you go singing a song. It's probably good if you can sing a song all the time. But, you know, I think to me it means like keep all the words of the Lord in your heart and all his promises. That there'll be like a song in your mind so that you can play them over and over in your mind so it can remind you of his promises and what he teaches us. Okay? So that's what I understand with that. And the last one is go on God's errands. Should we keep it to ourselves, what we know of Jesus and what he has done for us? So I think this is one of God's errands, right? To wherever we go out there in the world, that we are able to speak about him. Everywhere we go, even though we're not wearing our uniform wherever we go, we have an opportunity, you know. Sometimes we're not good at words. I'm really not good at words, you know. So our actions sometimes speak louder than our words. The way we behave, the things we say that come out of our mouth, you know, and you can testify that way, and people will ask, well, why is he that way? Or they'll come up to you and say, why don't you eat pork? There's an opportunity for you to talk to that person about why you don't eat pork. You know, just the way you behave and the way you, the things that you do, people are watching us, and they're seeing how we behave and what we do. And then there's an opportunity for us to witness for God. And our children, our Pathfinders, are committing to these ideals and values of the Pathfinders today. I want to talk to the parents. Parents, stay committed with the Pathfinder Club. If your kids are in the Pathfinder Club, stay committed to them. Stay committed to the Pathfinder Club. Your child is gonna have devotionals. They're gonna have to study every day. They're gonna have to read the Bible. We're gonna study the book of Luke this year for the Pathfinder Bible experience. So they're gonna be studying the Bible. Pray for them every day. Pray with them. Pray for them, because they're out there in the schools. If they go to public schools, you know, around a lot of temptations. Church, stay committed to the Pathfinder Club too. Pray for our kids. They need all the support that you can give them. And to our staff, you know, stay committed also. You don't feel like, you know, sometimes we get people say this or people say that, or, you know, don't get into that. Don't even pay attention to that. God has it. He's got your back. And don't feel like, oh, I want to throw the towel. You know, I'm done with this. No, keep going. He's going to help you through it, and it's going to be okay. So stay committed. And our mission as the clubs, and helping in the clubs, is that our Pathfinders, our children, stay in church, that they become leaders of our church. And they're our leaders now, because they're not the future, they're the present. Use them in our churches, put them to work. They're good at it, yes. And so that's our mission, to keep them in church, and they stay and become leaders of our church, and that they build a relationship with God, and that they get to heaven. And that's our mission as our volunteers with the clubs of our area. That's what we want to do, and that's what we're doing. So with this, now I declare the ceremony open for our inductees this morning. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Nana, for such a good explanation of our law. We, you know, everything we do here, all of these symbols, the sash, the patches, the classes, everything that this is about, it means something. And like you guys just saw, this law, it means something, or it should. Because if it doesn't, it's just useless. You're wasting your time. It has to mean something to you. So when you talk about keeping the morning watch, doing your honest part, it's not just words for you to speak, for you to say from your mouth outwards. It's something for you to live. It's something good for you to live by. It's a good code of conduct. That's why I would like to call up Andrew, Sierra, Skyla, and Annette, because this is your moment to receive your neckerchief. That was a word for me to learn, neckerchief. You guys come up here. But before we place these neckerchiefs on you guys, I'd like you guys to stand up here, please. I would like to explain it to you. What does this mean? Is it just a cloth? Is it just a few colors? Everything you see here has a meaning. All the way from the color to the shape, to the emblems on it, and I would just like you to understand this. Do you guys know? What? No? Was it explained to you? No? So this is where, does the church know? Who here in the church, excluding the people that I know, who here can imagine what this means? Does anyone have any clues or tips? Or you guys can talk about it too. Pathfinder law? Which part? Close. You're close. If you look at it closely, or if you just look at it, you don't have to look closely, the neckerchief, it has a shape. What is the shape of this cloth? It's a triangle. Three corners. We believe that God, represented by God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are on your shoulders when you put this neckerchief on. It's a burden of responsibility, and it's a burden of who you represent, and who represents you. God represents you. He is on your shoulders. That's what it means to be a pathfinder. You walk where God leads you. What does the last sentence say? Go on God's errands. You go on it not by yourself. You're not going by yourself. You're going with God on your shoulders. Or you're going on God's shoulders, whichever way you see it. That's what the triangle represents, the Trinity. We believe in one God and three people. Now, you have this part over here, the circle. What does this look like? What do you think the circle with these things over here represent? There's a circle, right? You guys seeing this? There's a circle, and there are a few lines, latitude and longitude lines. The globe. It's the globe. The Pathfinder message isn't a message for just America. It's not a message just for Texas, for Beaumont. It's a message for the whole world. Wherever you go in this world, and you find a Seventh-day Adventist church, which is present in more than 95% of the countries in this world, you'll find pathfinders. You'll find people that believe the same message as you. The message of a God who loved us so much that he died for us and he took our place. And today he's planning on coming to pick us up. That's the message, and it's for the whole globe. That's what this globe here represents. Now, you have another triangle over here. What do you think this, you have a triangle inside of a triangle. What does it mean? Well, this one's kind of tough, so I'm just going to tell you. Right, I'm not going to have you guess. You have a shield inside the triangle, and we'll get to that. But this triangle, it's the pillars of our education. We have spiritual education, we have emotional education, and we have physical education. So the education that God gives us in the Bible, it's for your physical life, your emotional life, and your spiritual life. And life revolves around these three aspects. If you take care of your body, and the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you are taking care of that first pillar. Your relationships, the way you relate to the people around you, to your friends, to your family, to your teachers, to your colleagues at school, your friends at school, the way that you relate and the way that you handle your emotions, that's the second pillar. And the third pillar is your spiritual, the spiritual aspect of your life. We are spiritual beings. Like it or not, you're a spiritual being. You relate to God. You relate to the world around you. So that's what this triangle here represents. Now, what Andrew said is that there is a shield and there is a sword. And Mrs. Nena, she had us read from Ephesians chapter 6. And if we had read on a little bit more, we would talk about that the armor of God. I don't know if you guys remember a few months ago or a few Sabbaths ago, I preached about that passage. Who can remember what the shield and what the sword represent? You can? What does the shield of God represent? You almost, yeah, you got it right, actually. He said to keep Satan away. And the shield of faith defends us from the fiery darts of temptation. That's exactly, you were right on, Andrew. I'm proud of you. You read it in your what? In your booklet. All right, you did a good job. You see, they're learning. What about the sword? What does the sword represent? Do you know that one, Andrew? The sword of the word. The word of God. The word of God. So where the shield defends you, the word of God slashes and penetrates the darkness. So when you place this neckerchief on you, that is what it represents. We are a generation of God. We are an army of God with this neckerchief. So that's the responsibility that you will have as we place this on you.